You're listening to SBS News.
Sitting in a metal cage wearing traditional white robes, Sudan's ousted president Omar al-Bashir faced court in Khartoum over corruption charges. Mr. Bashir is accused of illicit possession of foreign currency and accepting gifts in an unofficial manner. The accusations partly relate to the millions of US dollars, euros and Sudanese pounds that were found in his home a week after he was removed from power by the military in April. His trial comes only 2 days after Sudan's ruling military council signed a power-sharing agreement with the main opposition coalition, paving the way for a transitional government and eventual democratic elections. Outside court, the head of Omar al-Bashir's defence team, Ahmed Ibrahim Al-Taher, detailed the day's proceedings.
The accusation was presented in this session. There were two witnesses. The first witness was the investigator. The second witness was the plaintiff. The court listened to the two witnesses, after which discussions were held regarding the accusation. Additionally, and through the defence, we put forth a lot of questions to the investigator as well as to the plaintiff. The case of the accusation will continue to the next week, after which the case of the defence will begin.
That investigator was Ahmed Ali, who told the court Omar al-Bashir had admitted to receiving $37 million from Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman after he was arrested. Mr. Ali says Mr. Bashir admitted the Crown Prince gave him the money for spending outside the Sudanese state budget. He said the 75-year-old also told investigators he had received $96 million in two separate payments from former Saudi King Abdullah. Opponents of the former Sudanese president say the trial is unlikely to result in justice, as the judiciary is made up of people appointed by Omar al-Bashir. Marithi Matiga is the Horn of Africa project director for the International Crisis Group. He's explained to the BBC the significance of Omar al-Bashir's trial.
This is one of the longest ruling autocrats in that region. He survived the Arab uprisings. He seemed very secure just a year ago. So while we may debate whether this is a serious trial or not, at least the symbolism cannot be understated. This is a real sign that something has changed in Sudan. Whether it's changed fundamentally or not is up to question.
Omar al-Bashir rose to power in June 1989 when he removed a democratically elected Prime Minister, Sadiq al-Mahdi, in a military coup amid a long-running civil war between Sudan's north and south. He was then elected as president in a poll his critics say were neither fair nor free. During his presidency, he oversaw the end of the civil war and South Sudan's independence in 2011. He is also wanted by the International Criminal Court over charges of war crimes and genocide linked to conflict in the Darfur region, beginning in 2003. Mr. Matiga says it's interesting the former president isn't also being charged for the human rights abuses he's accused of committing.
This illustrates that the generals that surrounded Bashir up to just a couple of months ago are cautious. They worry about their own apparent implication in some of those crimes, and they remain exceedingly powerful. They control the economy. They have shown they have no appetite to completely cede power. They only signed the recent agreement under substantial Western pressure.
The former president's lawyer, Mr. Taher, says they're right to be cautious.
Sending the country's first representative to trial, this is indicative of the fact that the country must have legal judgment and that this legal judgment applies to everyone. This message is not only for the government that fell, but also a message for the government to which power was transferred. There's no individual that is above the law. For this reason, everyone should take this into account, as the country's president himself was sent to trial.
But Mr. Matiga says it's unlikely Mr. Bashir will face a substantial trial unless a civilian government is established.
What's critical is whether the generals will in fact allow the legislative council that's due to be brought into power and which will have a critical role in fashioning a constitution that should govern Sudan. The generals were very reluctant to accept that the legislative council should be dominated by civilians, at least two-thirds of the members, and I think that will be the test. And that's why we are emphasizing that the deal may have been signed, but the implementation will be very difficult.
The next hearing in Omar al-Bashir's trial is scheduled for August 24th. Amy Hall, SBS News.